Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori on this Saturday morning. How are we doing this morning? So glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning right here on WLIW 88.3 FM Southampton, serving Eastern Long Island and Southern Connecticut, 96.9 in Western Suffolk, and streaming at WLIW.org/radio and on your favorite streaming platforms. And each show is archived on my website at AnneLiguori.com, that's AnneLiguori.com. and distributed on my podcast via Audio Boom and iTunes. Well, in this show, we talk about my favorite golf destination, Ireland. For a small country, Ireland has over one-third of the world's links courses. And so many champions in the professional game have come from that country. Darren Clark, Padraig Harrington, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Seamus Power, LPGA Irish star Leona Maguire, Paul McGinley, three-time Ryder Cup player, 2014 Ryder Cup captain, strategic advisor to the 2025 European Ryder Cup team at Bethpage Black, just to name a few. And Alison Metcalf of Tourism Ireland, she will join me this hour to talk about all that Ireland has to offer to not only golfers, but to non-golfers alike. The culinary, the hospitality, the great golf courses, of course, the various accommodations for all styles and budgets, and just such a beautiful country, so scenic to drive around and to enjoy their natural pleasures. And Lynn McCool, the general manager of Donegal Golf Club, shares what makes that club and region in Western Ireland so very special. Actually, Paul McGinley, who I mentioned earlier, and his design team are refurbishing Donegal Golf Club. Hope you enjoy this special edition of Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Alison Metcalf, VP with Tourism Ireland. Welcome to the show, Alison.
Always great to be with you, Anne.
Well, I know that you and Tourism Ireland were in full force at the PGA show in Orlando, Florida. You know, most of the top links courses, parkland courses, resort properties in Ireland and Northern Ireland seem to be represented. And tell me how the week went for you. I know 35,000 plus people in the golf industry attend. So oftentimes I would think the show is a good measuring stick of interest for travel to golf destinations around the world, and particularly Ireland.
Well, I think we had a fantastic show, as you said, with the 35,000 members of the industry were there. Interest on the golf in Ireland stand was high. I think as we look to 2025 and beyond, I think the eyes of the golfing world will be on Ireland for a variety of reasons, obviously, because we have the Open Championship returning this summer. And as we head towards 2027, we have the Ryder Cup coming back to Ireland, which will be hosted at Aberglare Manor. But in terms of the show, we had, as you said, golf courses, golf tour operators, attractions and accommodation providers, all of whom make up the package, a great golfing package. And the interest from media, from a lot of the PGA professionals and the industry as a whole in Ireland was incredibly strong. Our stand was incredibly busy. I know from talking to a lot of our partners, they've already won business, so they've got RFPs for business. And as you know, with the golf industry, people are planning not just for this year, they're planning into 26 and 27, particularly if they want to secure some of the, you know, tee time to some of the signature courses. So for us, this was our sort of kickoff for our golf promotional season for 2025. It's a big tentpole event for us. If we're not there, there's something wrong. And Ireland continues to be, I think, the largest stand, certainly within the travel section. So we were really pleased with the reaction from everybody.
Well, as you mentioned, the Open Championship returns to Royal Portrush only 6 years after the Northern Ireland Gem hosted back in 2019. So what has the buzz been like in the industry about the Open Championship returning to this top links course?
Well, I think the buzz is one of excitement. I don't think anybody expects it to return quite so soon. So I think it is testament to the success of the 2019 Open. It's one of excitement. I think it's certainly a feather in the cap to obviously Northern Ireland, Royal Portrush, and indeed the island of Ireland, and the profile that the destination has in hosting major events. So we're working obviously very hard to leverage the tourism benefits from events such as the Open Championship. A lot of people do travel to attend the tournament, but beyond that, it's the legacy of events such as the Open Championship that are of interest to us, because the eyeballs of the golfing world will be on Portrush as the tournament plays out in July, and people will see the great scenery and obviously the great golf course at Royal the Dunluce courses. But they'll also get a sense of what the island of Ireland has to offer as broadcasters, scan the island and showcase Ireland as a great golfing destination. So it's fantastic, and I think, as I mentioned before, it's just the start of a couple of very exciting years for Irish golf.
It certainly is. There's so much going on in Ireland. And well, I look forward to also visiting with Gary McNeil, the head golf professional at Royal Portrush, on the changes on the links course since 2019. I don't think there have been too many, but what do you know, Allison, about the area, the accommodations, other courses in the area to play, things to do if someone listening is planning to travel over for the Open Championship and then obviously experience some of the great courses in the area?
Well, yes, absolutely. So if you're going to be sort of going to the tournament in the Portrush area, other golf courses would include Port Stewart, which I think has some of the best front nine in golf anywhere. And I know they're certainly making a number of improvements to that course, particularly at the back nine. I think they're doing some bunker work there along the river. There's also Castle Rock, which again is another great links course. And they're also investing in improving, making design improvements to that course as well. And of course, Ballycastle, if you head the other way along the Causeway Coast, there's another course. And then for folks, if they want to sort of head a little bit more into the northwest, you're not very far from some of those great golf courses in Donegal. And you can take in the walled city of Derry on your way over there. For people staying in the Portrush area, there's obviously a wide variety of accommodation. Some new properties would include the Dunluce Lodge, which is opening at the end of February. There's also a new Hilton Tapestry Collection opening in Portrush. And there's a lot of other properties that have come on stream, and also investment in properties like the Limavady Hotel as well. But important also to remember that Northern Ireland is quite compact. So again, people can stay in Belfast, and it's only like 1 hour and 10 minutes up from Belfast. So again, you can travel up to attend the tournament, but then you can come back and enjoy the nightlife of Belfast, and indeed playing golf in that Belfast area. You could play at Royal Belfast, Beaver Park, or venture down to Ardglass, which I know is a favorite of yours, Anne, and also Royal County Down. So lots of things to do on the golfing front. And then just finally, in terms of sightseeing, if you're on the Causeway Coastal Route, which is where Royal Portrush is located, it is home to the UNESCO World Heritage Site of the Giant's Causeway, the world's oldest whiskey distillery, Bushmills Distillery, Dunluce Rope Bridge, sorry, the Dunluce Castle, Carrickaread Rope Bridge. There's lots of great things to do and see in terms of visitor attractions, as well as outdoor activities, hiking and biking. So plenty of things to do. I would just encourage people to book early to make sure that you have your accommodation and you have everything booked before you leave.
And I love Belfast. It's a really lovely, walkable city with lots to do. And as you say, it's a little bit of a drive, not too far to Royal Portrush, but you can kind of go and use it as a base and play golf at various locations west. And then if you really want to drive northwest, you have Ballyliffin, Port Salon, Northwest Golf Club, and then the Donegal area is just spectacular. And of course, our good friends at Carn, way out in the Wild West, right? So the options are just endless. I mean, that's just one of the great features of golf in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And so a lot going on. You mentioned Adare Manor hosting the Ryder Cup. Well, we have to get through the Ryder Cup this year first at Bethpage in New York. And then, boy, Adare Manor, one of my favorite places. And it's really the Augusta National of Ireland, right? It's just there's not a blade of grass out of place there, right, Allison?
Absolutely. I think it's perfection to a T. So very excited about that. And obviously that opens up for anybody traveling over for the Ryder Cup opens up that whole Southwest, which in of itself is another incredible golfing region in terms of links courses to play and also great attractions down in the Shannon, the Limerick, the Kerry area, whether you're playing Ballybunion or you're playing Dukes or Waterville, or you're going to move further up up the Wild Atlantic Way. You've obviously got Lahinch and Doonbeg, an incredible scenery and many things to see. So each of I think it sort of talks to the fact that Ireland has probably four distinct golfing regions, and it talks to the fact that when people plan a trip, that they should not try and do too much. They should either base themselves, in the north and the northwest, and you can certainly got plenty of golf for a week's vacation, and then move to another region if you've got more time, or base yourself in the west or the southwest, or even base yourself in the Dublin area. There's some great courses on that east coast to play: Port Marnock, Royal Dublin, and you're going to have the new Curraghcleugh Links course opening up in 2026 down in the southeast. And so I think that's a sort of an important point when people are planning a trip. Just don't try and pack too much in.
Right. And you have the Irish Open returning to the K Club September 4th through the 7th. You have the Women's Irish Open at Carlton House June 30th through July 6th. Just so much happening. And then some exciting news just came out in the NFL that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing in the NFL's first regular season game in Ireland this fall. So that's going to be exciting to have Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think they're playing the Packers in Dublin in the fall of this year.
It's very exciting. They haven't announced a date yet, or I don't. And as best of my knowledge, they haven't announced their opponent yet, but they will be doing that shortly in the spring. But no, it's fantastic, obviously, to have an NFL regular season game played in Dublin. We played at Croke Park, which is our largest national stadium, home to Gaelic games, and I think the attendance for that game would be around 76,000. So it's a big deal, and once again, I think it just is talks to the ability of Ireland to host significant sporting events on this scale. And we'll obviously be looking to leverage the tourism potential if people are planning to travel over for the game, to spend a little extra time, whether it's in Dublin or getting out of Dublin to into the regions to sightsee or to play golf or to do other things. So no, it's fantastic news, and we just look forward to hearing what the exact date is and also who the opponent will be.
And the Rooneys, obviously the owners of the Steelers, with really incredible ties to Ireland. The late Steelers chairman, Daniel Rooney, Art Rooney's father, served as US ambassador to Ireland and was a co-founder of the Ireland Funds charity. So, how exciting for the Rooney family and for Steelers fans to be able to. I know somebody in Augusta who I stay with every year at the Masters. Austin Rhodes, who's a diehard Steelers fan, he's already asking me about Ireland and booking his trip over. So you're going to get a whole new wave of tourists over there from the football world who are going to fall in love with Ireland. So it's very exciting news, Allison.
Well, it's fantastic, and as you said, just with the Rooney family, just the strong Irish connections. I think it was obviously sounds like it was really meant to be in that regard, and I think it just also talks to the power of these sporting events for some people. We have the college football game, the Aer Lingus College Football Classic that has been taking place every August for the last number of years, and Kansas and Iowa State will be playing this year at the end of August, but for some people, if it wasn't for the game, it wasn't for Ryder Cup, it wasn't for the NFL game, they may not have Ireland on their consideration set, may not be on their radar as a vacation destination. So that's what's really exciting from our perspective. You have a game, you have an event, people mobilize around those dates, and then they plan a trip and they bring their friends. So that's very powerful for us in terms of growing business from the US, where we've seen incredible growth in recent years. And a lot of that has been driven by the incredible air access as we head into 2025. I say this every year, but Ireland has never been easier to get to, with 22 direct flights from 22 gateways to Dublin and Shannon.
Sure. And Belfast, right? There's so many ways to get to Ireland. And one of my favorite things about Ireland is driving too. So as long as you can get used to driving on the left-hand side of the road and with the stick shift, or automatic steering, kind of opposite what we know here in the States. It's just an adventure, and the scenery is just so beautiful. Hey, congratulations to Ireland's own Rory McIlroy winning for the first time at the AT&T Pebble Beach PGA Tour stop. And wow, what a week that was for the Irish, because Shane Lowry came in second, right? Two shots behind, and they both had holes in ones. That it was so
I know,
exciting
it's
to watch.
fantastic. Two holes in one, and then obviously a really fantastic result. So maybe this is going to be his lucky year, and I don't know. I mean, obviously everybody talks about the Masters as the one that he's still looking to conquer. But no, really, listen, a really great start, and a really fantastic for Rory, and of course fantastic, I think, just for Irish golf, because they are such incredible ambassadors when they're out on tour. Very proud of where they come from and where they honed their skills. And yeah, no, just looking forward to seeing both of them contend at the Open Championship again, obviously at Portrush, and Shane obviously won there in 2019. So it'd be great to have another Irish winner.
Such great storylines when it comes to Irish golf, both the players and the golf courses. And another real hot item in the news is 22-year-old Tom McGibbon of Hollywood, right? He went to live very young age, and what a talent, decided to test his skills in live. And I think his team won right off the bat. So, what are your thoughts about Tom McGibbon heading to live?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I can't really comment on his decision to go to LIV, but certainly it's just fantastic to have another homegrown golfer from Hollywood, as you mentioned. Just to have so much more Irish young Irish golfing talent out playing on the circuit, which and no, I mean they're all great ambassadors for the game, both the guys, but also we've it's great to see the women coming through as well, obviously with Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow and other collegiate golfers coming through from Ireland. I think there's a good bit of momentum there. And I think Ireland as a destination for for female golfers and for couples that want to play golf when they're traveling, it's become a lot more attractive because of the variety of courses we've got. But there's just so many great places to stay, and whether it's the castle hotels, the manor houses, there's great spas, health and wellness opportunities. I think the offering that we have in Ireland versus 10 or 15 years ago is way more appealing now to women as well. So really important for us to kind of get that message out there as we try and broaden the appeal of Irish golf beyond just the buddies trips. They will always be there, but to broaden that appeal so we can continue to deliver growth for golf tourism.
Oh, absolutely. More and more women ask me where they should go to play golf. They want to go on, women-only golf trips, and they love Ireland. They love everything that Ireland has to offer, even beyond the golf, all the cultural items and the food, the hospitality. And so not only for women, but couples as well, Allison. Couples are traveling a lot. Women, more and more women are playing golf and playing with their husbands and planning. They're the ones that really plan these trips, right?
They
So
are, and we know
it's a great golf destination for women golfers and for couples as well.
that's right. And when we go along on these trips, the women, it's important where we stay, it becomes more important as well. So I think and where we eat and all of those things. So that's where there's the terrific array of great places to stay, and as you say, other things to do off the golf course, the food tours, there's music tours, there's all sorts of cultural escapades that can be enjoyed. So yes, we're seeing good growth in that area, and I think just the word of mouth as more women travel either on solo trips together or with their partners, word is getting out, and it's just great to see.
I know there's some interesting renovations going on with former Ryder Cup captain, commentator Paul McGinley. He's renovating Donegal Golf Club, which was originally designed by Eddie Hackett. Talk about a superstar in golf course design, and then remodeled by Pat Ruddy in the early 90s. But Paul McGinley apparently vacations in Donegal. His family's originally from Donegal. It's great to see him getting back into golf course architecture. He loves golf course design.
He does, and he spoke about that obviously at the PGA show at a Tourism Ireland event, and his parents, I believe, are from Donegal, and he's passionate about Donegal and the Northwest and the just the quality of golf that's available. And as we try and get people to get off the beaten track a little bit more, and also for golfers that want to come back, but perhaps have golfed once or twice already in Ireland, looking for new courses to play. Some of those courses in the Northwest are fantastic. And you mentioned he's working on Donegal Golf Club. I think he's also doing some work at Port Salon and Dunfanaghy. But there's just a huge array of opportunities there. So, and I think the folks that perhaps might have always golfed in the Southwest, once they experience the links up in the Northwest, whether it's Cairn, as you mentioned, Belmullet, or whether it's Enniscrone or Ballyliffin or Rosapenna, I think they realize just how incredible the golf is, and also just the ruggedness of the scenery up there. It really is beautiful. It's very unspoilt, and really authentic.
And on the other side of Ireland, closer to Dublin in Wexford, I believe, they're working on a new links course, Curricloe, right? Curricloe Links.
That's right. Yeah. So they broke ground on that last year, and it's due to open sometime in 2026. And I think what's interesting there is, I mean, it's actually for movie buffs out there, it's actually located right by the side of Curricloe Beach, which was it was adjacent to the Ravenport Resort in Ireland. But that beach was where Saving Private Ryan was filmed. So for anybody who's a movie buff, that's an interesting sort of sidebar. But what that will mean is it will sort of create a new loop for golfers in the southeast. They'll be able to play, obviously, they'll be able to play the European Club, they'll be able to play some of the courses in Dublin, and then head down to Curricloe. And I think that will give them, another opportunity to explore some new territory, because new links courses are a rare breed nowadays. There's not much much links land left. And I think the sites that are available are few and far between at this point.
Right, I read where it could be the last links course built on the Emerald Isle because the permitting takes years, and as you say, I just love the statistic that Ireland has one third of the world's links courses. And just when you think you've seen the most gorgeous links course, you drive 10 minutes down the road and there's just another incredible links course. So there's so many options, just such an abundance of beautiful courses, not only links courses, but parkland courses as well. And so the options for golf in Ireland, Alison, are endless. Before I let you go, just give us some advice on what golfers should be thinking about when they plan a trip to Ireland, because there's just so much to do. How would you strategize a trip?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would not try and do the whole island, depending on how much time you've got. So typically, if you've got a week, I would look at focusing on one or two regions. So you might want to, you might want to start in Dublin and then head maybe to the northwest, and you can base yourself up in the northwest, whether it's at Portrush or whether it's in Ballyliffin, and play some of the links courses along there. Whilst at the same time, if you're in Dublin, you can play Portmarnock, you can play Royal Dublin, or you could head up as you head north to play Royal County Down or Ardglass, or base yourself in Killarney and look at what you might do in the southwest. So think about how much time you've got. Don't try and do too much, but you don't want to spend all your time driving. You want time to enjoy the golf and also time off the golf course. I highly recommend working with a specialized golf tour operator. They really can put everything together for you, take the pain out of pulling all the logistics together. They can obviously secure the tee times for you, and they offer that sort of one-stop service. And as with most golf trips, they are sort of generally customized, so they will basically put together whatever you want in terms of the golf course and the balance between golfing and perhaps non-golfing, or the size of your group, and they'll organize transportation and everything. So I would highly recommend that. But for planning purposes, just to get your thoughts and ideas together, I would suggest going to ireland.com/golf. We've got lots of great information there. We don't sell anything on that site. It just gives you tips. But then work with an operator, and also book plan, book sufficiently far in advance, particularly if you're looking for tee times on the signature courses like Portrush, County Down, the Ballybunions, Old Head, courses of this world. Book as far in advance as possible as you can.
Thank you so much, Alison Metcalf. Always a pleasure to visit with you and to talk about my favorite golf destination, Ireland.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks for coming on Sports Interview. Welcome to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Lynn McCool, General Manager, Donegal Golf Club. Hey, Lynn, welcome to Sports Interview.
Hi, Ann. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, my experience is playing Donegal on the Murvaugh Peninsula in Northwest Ireland have really been nothing short of spectacular. And now you run the show there. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. I took over the role in November, just November past. And what a fantastic place to come to. You know, this is my first Lynx golf course, one that I've known as a child growing up. And it's spectacular. And it's fantastic to be here each day. And when I drive in, get out of the car, and I can hear, the first thing I can hear is the ocean.
Not bad, not bad
No.
at all. And it's just such a beautiful setting. It sits on a promontory of about, what, over 180 acres extending out into the Atlantic Ocean. And it's just a very peaceful, calm setting because you have the mountains, you have the ocean, and it's something very special about the land there.
I mean, certainly. I mean, and you get to know that as soon as you're driving up the driveway. And, you know, you're actually driving up a driveway that goes through a forest for a couple of kilometers, which is quite strange. And you get through this beautiful driveway, and then you come out onto this peninsula, and, you know, you just get fantastic views of Donegal Bay and then the Atlantic Ocean while you're out there playing on the golf course. It's a beautiful stretch of land. And a lot of history to it as well.
Well, you know, Donegal is the great undiscovered frontier of Irish golf, some people say. Now, I've had the privilege of discovering it years ago, but I know you have a grandparent from there. Some of your you know, greatest memories are from that region of Ireland, right, Lynn?
Yeah, well, you know, you talk about the mountains and the view you get from the clubhouse. I mean, our clubhouse is fantastic, 360 degree views, looking on to the Bluestack Mountains. And just beyond those mountains is where my grandfather came from. He came from a place called Glenfinn. So we have a big connection, and our family business was in Lifford, Donegal. So we have a family connection with Donegal. My mum, she's an avid GAA football supporter. Even though she lives in Tyrone, she's shouting for the Donegal team. So to me now, this really feels like coming back home. I only live, 40 minutes from the course, and you know, I'm just so happy to be here. And it's exciting, as you say. Donegal now is becoming where a destination. We have so many fantastic links courses, and we're right at the gateway to Donegal. So, you know, we would be the first stop off. And then, you know, I was working it out, and there's a 180 miles a stretch across Donegal. And, you know, you are taking in some of the most fantastic, breathtaking golf courses. We have such an array of courses like Rosapenna, Nairn and Portnew, Ballyliffin, Port Salin, the hidden gems like Critch Island, and here at Donegal Golf Club, obviously, you know, a fantastic championship course. And, you know, it's just a fantastic 180-mile drive. So, you know, you want to spend a week here playing golf, not a few days.
Definitely. Just that region alone, if you're going over, you could just focus on those courses you just mentioned. I mean, you have Nairn and Portnew links redesigned by Gail Hands and Jim Wagner in 2019. You mentioned St. Patrick links at beautiful Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. Tom Doak just, that was only in 2021 that St. Patrick's Links opened. Just so many great properties right there in Donegal. So how would people get there? Would they fly? Which airport is best to fly into to get to Donegal in?
I mean, like, well, our most central, like the busiest airport is Dublin Airport, of course. And, you know, we're a 2.5 hour drive, 3 hour drive from Dublin Airport. But we do have airports a bit closer. We've got, you know, Donegal Airport, which is about an hour's drive from here. And, you know, you can fly from Dublin up to Donegal. So, you know, and then we've City of Derry Airport,
Lynn, you have so many golf courses in that area. And I recommend if you go to Ireland, pick a region and stay in that region because there's an abundance of incredible golf in these regions around Ireland. So if you want to come to Donegal, what's the best way for golfers from America to get to your area?
Well, obviously, Dublin Airport is where a lot of the main flights come into. Coming through Dublin is probably the number one choice, and then making the drive up and taking in some of the wonderful scenery on the way. And then once you get to the west, you're going to be driving along the coastline. And as I say, there's 200 miles stretch, taking in some of the most fantastic links courses that we have here in Ireland.
And Donegal, let's talk a little bit about this incredible property. It was designed by Eddie Hackett, famed Irish golf course architect back in 1973. And then none other than the great Pat Ruddy, the masters of links design, remodeled it. And now tell me what Paul McGinley is doing with Mervaugh.
So Paul has come in, and the best way he's come into a few courses in Donegal, and he has said that Donegal Merva is one of his best canvases. As I said earlier, it's a championship golf course. That it's good to know that Donegal was based in the design when Eddie Hackett was here, with Merva or Murfield being, the. What it was sort of based on. And if you think of Murfield, where it has hosted so many different opens, what a resemblance that Merva could be talked about, so and made in comparison to. So Paul has come in, and he's come into a few of these courses, because it's like everything, if you have a house that gets a little bit outdated, and this is what's happening, up in Nairn and Portnoy as well, with Gil Hance and Tom Doak up there in Rosapenna. They're coming in, and they're really just making enhancements to these courses. They're not coming in and totally redesigning. They're coming in, and Paul is very much aware of that. He wants to come in, and he's really making the course more playable, presentable, and making subtle changes. One of the major changes he made here at Donegal is on the fifth hole, the Valley of Tears, and it would be a hole that's recognized across the world from anybody that's come here to play. But it's a difficult hole. It was a really tough par three, with very little landing area at the front of the green. So that's what Paul's done. He's come in, and he's put a little bit of landing area for people to opt to play up the left-hand side of the hole. And so he's just making it more enjoyable, really. Like, nobody wants to go to a golf course and really struggle around a golf course. They want to enjoy the experience, and Paul has that, bearing, that thought process that, make the course a great course, but take out obstacles that are going to make it extremely tough.
Sure, I love that philosophy. Of course, Paul McGinley captained the European Ryder Cup team to victory in Gleneagles back in 2014. And he was quoted as saying he doesn't believe in funkiness. He doesn't believe in huge, big slopes and greens like we have in our country at Augusta National. He says, I'm a believer in golf being fun, fair, challenging, and aesthetically beautiful. And you gotta love that mentality because you don't want to change what's there, but you want to make it more playable. You want it to be challenging, but you want it to be a fair test for all ability levels, right, Lynn?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I really admire what he's done out here on the course is, like, if we take, for instance, hole number three, it's a par three it is, and it had a bunker, a pot bunker at the front of the green, and he took that bunker out, and what I love now, he's created these roll-offs where people really have to play the bump and run shot up onto our greens, and it is a links course, and so you really want to be experiencing those bump and run shots. So Paul felt, take this bunker out, and it's actually, to me, it's going to make it a much more fun hole to play, and that's where Paul's fun element comes into the game. So there'll be people being tested on these bump and runs across the greens here at Donegal.
Get that bump and run game in good shape before you go to Ireland, that's for sure. And I also heard that he's paying keen attention to the forward tees, raising the tee boxes, and so you just have a better view, and you can see the challenges ahead. So the people who play the forward tees, men and women, aren't being ignored, right? Which sometimes happens at these golf courses. So I think that's a detail that is worth mentioning.
Yeah, and I mean, like Donegal Golf Club here, it's renowned for being one of the longest links courses in Europe, and and that's really focusing it in a lot of the scratch players. But Paul, and he even said it in his press conference where he used to listen to his, he was listening to his mum a lot about how to play the game and not to make it too tough and to make it. And she always said that she wanted the game to be enjoyable and. When he's out designing a golf course, he always has his mum in mind when he's looking at a hole from the forward tees. And so that's what he's done. He's created some nice, really nice tee boxes, the forward tees. They're very level, raised them up a little bit, as you say, given those nice views. And, so from presentation from the front tees to the forward tees, every little bit has been put in 100% to the tee box platforms so that it's nice for everyone.
What is your experience there? I know you've only been there for a few months, Lynn, but this is your first general manager role. But you've been really all over Ireland at a variety of golf properties as head professional, director of golf. What's the transition been like for you now as general manager?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I've come into a wonderful team here at Donegal. We've got a very good golf course superintendent, Paul Travers, and the team. It's a small team, but they work very hard every day. And then we have the restaurant and working with head chef Mario as well, who's a very, very good chef. So anyone coming here to Donegal, be sure to put that extra time aside for to come into the clubhouse and experience Mario's cuisine. But for me, they've been very welcoming. The management committee here at Donegal Golf Club have been very good to me coming in and supporting me with our house committees and they've been here a long time and they're very proud of their golf course and I'm very conscious that for me my main job will be to make sure that the members are looked after. And have a wonderful experience here at Donegal and the visitors as well. We want to create a real memorable experience for everybody that comes here. And I've no doubt the golf course will do it. And we want to filter that into the clubhouse as well.
And how different is this position for you? Because I know as a director of golf and head golf professional, you've been around, so many aspects of the industry, but now you're the general manager. You're in charge of everything.
Yeah, and it's really nice as well, especially like a property here. In the director of golf role, I've always been over the greenkeeping teams as well, so there's no difference there. It's really within the restaurant area would be a new part of it for me. But to me, it's all about leading your team, and if you've the right people in place, and I can help motivate them to perform within each of their departments. It's the same. Same method I would use no matter which department. So, as I say, we have our regular meetings and we all want to work very much together. And if I can instill some leadership into my team members, then we will get the best results. So, yeah, and so far, so good. It's working really well.
And how has it been connecting with the great Paul McGinley?
Fantastic. I really admire Paul. And the reason I'm admiring him more and more every day is because of the redesign. He's been here quite a lot. It's not just drop in, drop out. He had his team here every week. Joe Bedford from his design team come in every Wednesday. Paul was in, I'd say Paul would be in once or twice a month, which is really good. And he spends a lot of time walking the course and working with the construction team, which is Brian Doherty. Talking with the team, and I was very fortunate. I've been walking by his side, listening to everything, and seeing how he sees things. And for now, Paul, the big thing for Paul, we've done a lot of the work. There'll be no more work now until next October. And for Paul now, it's all about presentation. So myself, Paul Travers, Joe Bedford, we'll all be working really hard to ensure that we present everything the way Paul McGinley wants it presented. What a, course it's going to be this year in 2025.
Can't wait to play it again, really.
Yeah.
Lynn, give us your background. When did you begin playing golf? Who was your inspiration? And when did you know you would have a career in this wonderful business?
Well, I started playing golf as a young kid, about 7 years of age, in Strabane Golf Club, and I was a bit of a tomboy. So my neighbour house was adjacent to the course, and we used to jump over the wall and go play golf. But we were very fortunate. I was very fortunate that I was seen at an early age. And fast forward a little bit, I was playing golf for Ireland when I was 13, traveling the world, playing golf for Ireland right up until I went off to university in Hawaii then, back in 1990. Came home from Hawaii, turned professional, went on the Ladies European Tour in 1995. That tour collapsed. So from going to play, like I was playing maybe 22 events or trying to play and get into those events, 22 were in the calendar for 1994, but in 95 that went down to about 10 or 12 events. So I came home to my parents and I just said, no, this is not going to work. There's not enough tournaments here. So I'm going to sign up and do my PGA apprenticeship. So I spent the next 4 years with Michael Doherty, the great Michael Doherty at City of Derry Golf Club, and learned an awful lot from Michael. I have a lot to credit Michael for the impact he's had in my career. And took off from there.
Wow. And some of your history includes before this general manager position, you're the director of golf at Glasson. Before that, director of golf at Loughrearn, head golf professional at the K Club during the Ryder Cup. I was there during that Ryder Cup. That was a wild Ryder Cup. And before that, director of golf at Hilton Temple Patrick. I remember you at all these positions, Lynn. I feel like I've been following you closely in your rise to, to this incredible position at Donegal. So I feel like we have this long history of not only, being in the golf industry, but of a good friendship too, because I've been rooting you on this whole time. And I don't know how many women are general managers of golf properties in Ireland. Do you have a number? Do you have any idea?
No, I mean it would be less than half a dozen, I would imagine. There's very few. Wilma's now retired. Wilma was up in Royal Portrush, Wilma Erskine, and I mean she's been a great inspiration to many ladies taking up this position. But there are very few. But we were beginning to see more and more professionals sign up as young female golfers, and it's great to see that, and many are signing into the PGA as well. So
I know
yeah, which is
Fiona
huge.
Tuggar, if you're
Fiona
at
Carr.
Carn, she
Yeah.
runs the show over there with Jerry Maguire. She does such an incredible job.
She's a fantastic lady. What Fiona has done for Cairn Golf Club is just tremendous. She's she's very well respected in the industry, so much so that her the industry partners she got manager of the year last year. So yeah, and she's got a beautiful property out there in Cairn and Belmullet,
I
super
root for
golf
all
course as well.
you. I root for all you gals in the golf business. I know it's really dominated by men, and I know how hard you work and how much effort. And you almost have to be better than the guys, right? Just to show off your talents and your skills. So, are you going to Royal Portrush in July for the Open Championship, Lynn?
Yeah, I mean, we hope to be up there most of the week, and we're just waiting to hear now from the Open staff as to what's going to be taking place. But I'll have to be on the ground here a little bit as well, because we have an awful lot of Americans that have booked in to play that week, which is great. And so I want to make sure that I'm here for part of that and make sure I'm looking after them as well.
Yes.
It's going to be a busy week in Ireland for golf. A lot of the clubs are seeing that there's a rise in the bookings for that week and surrounding it pre and post the Open. But isn't it great to have the Open back at Royal Portrush? It's great for golf in Ireland.
Right, so soon after they hosted it, what, 6 years ago? How
Yeah.
far is it of a how far of a drive is it from Donegal?
It depends if you're going to detour and go and play some of the other links, but you're looking at about 2.5 2 hours 15 minute drive to Royal Portrush.
That's not bad at all. You can certainly go watch the Open Championship and then go and book your tee time at Donegal. Hopefully, you can still get tee times at Donegal this season.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend anyone coming to the area to definitely stop in with us here at Donegal Golf Club. And as I say, there's an array of golf courses. We actually call ourselves now the Wild Atlantic Links. And what a name. Sure, the Wild Atlantic Ocean is only a stone's throw. It's about my driver. If I sit here in the clubhouse, if I had a good drive now to hit the Atlantic Ocean, can you believe that? And and we've so many of the courses right on the Atlantic Ocean here in Ireland.
Lynn, you've had such an incredible career already for a young woman. What do you yet have to do in golf, do you think?
I mean, I've as you mentioned earlier, some of the jobs I've had, I count myself very lucky. I have been in fantastic properties. I mean, to be the head professional at when the Ryder Cup was on at the K Club, that was a fantastic course. Every single golf course that I've been at, Glasson as well, right in the centre of Ireland. It's the hotel there is amazing. And working for Hilton. And so to answer your question, for me, this is fantastic now to be at a links golf course. It is my first links golf course. I just want to make sure that I give the best in customer service here to guests coming in and members coming in, and I'd be satisfied with that. And if I get out for the odd game of golf, if I was to do a bit of playing, I'd like to win a WPGA Championship pro-am, where it's professionals like myself that hold positions like this. But that's it. My career's been fantastic so far, so I don't look anything beyond what I'm doing right now. I just want to enjoy it right now.
Lynn, last question. What does it mean to you to be at Donegal Golf Club, your first general manager position? You look out your window, you see just an incredible links course. At this stage in your career, what does it mean to you?
Oh, and it means so much. I mean, I was so excited when I got appointed as the general manager here. We are talking, a real traditional, classical, and timeless links golf course. And to be a part of it, and especially now at a time when a lot more people are coming to this region. I mean, Donegal, for the tourist point of view, was one of the largest visited areas of Ireland last year in 2024, and we can see now that the golfers are coming this way, and I'm just glad that I'm going to be in the position to meet everyone when they arrive here. As I said, we're at the gateway to golf in Donegal, and I could not imagine being anywhere else.
So great to catch up with you, Lynn McCool, General Manager, Donegal Golf Club. Thanks so much for being on Sports Interview.
Thank you very much, Anne. Thank you for having me.
Hope you enjoyed those interviews with Allison Metcalf and Lynn McCool. And before we end the program, I wanted to tell you about a personal experience I had recently, which it's not a good experience, and I hope that if I by talking about it, it will help you from clicking on any dangerous links because my Facebook personal page was hacked. And it really has been a nightmare dealing with it. Trying to get somebody on the phone from Facebook, they really have no customer service. They call you if you're so lucky to get them to call you. But you cannot call them. And once you report a hack or an issue, it's very, very, it takes a very, very long time to hear from them. So I'm still hoping, even with a cybersecurity team, that my original pages on Facebook will be restored. But if you get a link from anyone on Facebook or via email, do not click on it. There are way too many scammers out there, folks. So I urge you to be very, very careful. Also, on a positive note, I want to talk to you about my new book, Life on the Green: Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And Jim Nantz, yes, CBS broadcaster Jim Nantz, the legend himself, wrote just an incredible foreword to the book. This is a book I just wrote that includes 12 golf legends, six men, six women, wanted to give women equal billing, talking about what they bring to life from their championship golf careers. It's really more about life wisdom, what they bring from their just iconic golf careers to their day-to-day life. And the wisdom is incredible. Those who play golf know that golf is really a metaphor for life. There's a lot of commonality there. And I asked all these legends to talk about various wisdom and life lessons that they could share to all of us, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're a woman or a man. You will love this wisdom and hear their stories. And you can apply this wisdom, obviously, outside of golf. It's really about life. You have Padraig Harrington talking about embracing fear and nerves and learning from your mistakes. You have the great Tom Watson, who talked about learning from the best, staying humble, and staying in the present. Jan Stevenson, goal set your way to success. Amy Alcott, be the captain of your own ship and trust yourself. I love those words of advice. Jack Nicklaus talks about putting your family first, all about integrity and sportsmanship, how integrity and sportsmanship is paramount. Gary Player, I love Gary Player, 88 years young, having a lifelong passion for what you do and have love in your heart. Just incredible words of wisdom from Gary Player. And each of these chapters goes into great detail about these themes and about their own personal stories of success and how to overcome adversity. Dottie Pepper, be prepared and maintain balance in your life. Such great wisdom. Very, very hard to maintain balance with all the juggling we have to do, right? Renee Powell, don't let anyone else define you and don't ever give up. Renee is such an inspiration, how she overcame racism as a child and continues to thrive in the world of golf and beyond. Ben Crenshaw, treat people well and let destiny guide you. Annika Sorenstam, golf taught me patience and so much more. She talks about the fact that work ethic is just so important. Nancy Lopez, stay positive and play happy golf. I love that. Stay positive in your life. Be happy. Don't think of the negative. Think of all the good things in your life, especially when things aren't going your way. And the 12th chapter, Bernard Longer, have faith and be grateful for what you have. That is so, so true. And he shares just all about his personal story when he was very, very young, how he and his family overcame poverty. And Bernard Longer, he still plays and still winning on the Champions PGA Tour. Just great, great stories and life on the green, lessons and wisdom from legends of golf. Be sure to pick it up at Amazon, or you can order it from Barnes and Noble's. Well, I hope you enjoyed this morning's sports interview. My thanks to Allison Metcalf, to Lynn McCool, and to Mike Goodsound Production. Remember, someone once said, you have to fight through some bad days to earn the best days of your life. How true. We all have challenges. Hang in there. Do what you can to overcome. Keep smiling. Stay positive, and things will go your way. Have a great weekend, everybody. I look forward to talking with you next weekend right here on Sports Interview with Anne LaBourne.